Weiter in Shas, we are in Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Aleph. Picking up on Tzadi Mabez, about the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines up from the bottom, middle line. Tanu Rabbanan, Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, we left off talking about the idea of whether the court actually see the weapon that's being used or doesn't have to. Tanu Rabbanan, short time, shemis or hezek. Let's say you have a short time. Remember those back in the day? Is sure that wasn't yet a muad. And it goes and kills a person, and also it causes damage. So we have over here, it says Rashi HaKadosh, that is, it kills a person, and then it goes out and it damages something. They go ahead, and what do they do? They're done it, dine nefashos. But they don't don up dine mamonos. Rashi says, the tam ain meshalim elim gufo, very niskal. The tam only pieces from his body, and his niskal is supposed to be killed now if it gets judged to be so. So therefore, we don't care about that. Muad shehemi sehizik. If you have a short muad, done it 3 times or more, and then it kills in his mazik. So dine mominus. We don it up dine mominus, the amount of value that it, it's a monetary situation. And then we go back and we don it dine nefashos. Rashi says, Mashalim in Aliyah. And he pays from the top stuff that he has. Let's say Kadmu Vidanu the new Dinifashis, and they jumped the gun, they dined him Dinifashis, ain't Chosen Vidanu Sadin Mamanus. You don't go back and start dining Dinin Mamanus. In fact, the Gemara of Kadmu Vidanu Dinifashis, my Havi. Who cares? Let's say you did the Dinifashis first. What does it matter? Let the Dinin Mamanus. Why don't you just jump into Mamanus also? Amarav Ashkachtinu Rabban Devi Rav, the Yasui Kamri, we found that. The Rabbanon of the Birah that were staggering away were Yosef and Karmi. They were sitting and they were saying, Hamani, who is this person going like? Rabbi Shimon HaTimnihi. Damar, Ma'agraf M'yuchat Shemassal Eidem V'Eidem. He says, just like you have the Egro of this fist, which is given over, that they can go and they can don it and figure out what's going on over there. Ma'agraf M'yuchat Shemassal Eidem V'Eidem. It's given over to the court and to the witnesses to go and to judge what's happening. Beep, turn the page. Sadi Aleph. Alma Ba'inan Umdina Debe Dina. Comes out, what do you see? That he's of the opinion that we need have an Umdina, an assessment of the court. Rashi says, Af Linizakin. The Ha High Krub Nizakin Kai. The Se Vehika Ish. That's right, Eyu. Be Evanu Be Egrof. Lo Yamos. Vaha Hanami Tsarach Lumdo Imroi Linigichus Zu. The pasuk that's brought to talk about this is talking about the concept of damages, not killing. Right? And the pasuk says, you hit your friend with a stone or a fist and he does not die. So in the case of the ox that damages, the court assesses the ox to see if it was fit to inflict damage that suffered by the victim. V'ha kivin the garment didn't liktala. So this that we just mentioned, since it was sentenced to death already, lo mashinan lei lo umdana de beidina. We don't keep it, in other words, hold on to it, in order to go and to evaluate and to assess it after the fact. We don't want to delay the judgment. That's why it's not going to pay for the nezek. And Rava says, and I said to them, the ones who explained this, I feel Tim Rebbe Kiva. You could even say it's going according to Rebbe Kiva. It doesn't say you have to assess this, but still, you're not able to judge the case of mamonis. Hachamayiskin, what are we talking about? Kigon Shabarach. We're talking about with the owner of this ox ran away. I says, Ba'alav, ain't chavin lo la'adam shalol lefanav. You're not chavin, not in front of him.
If the guy really ran away, and even if they didn't judge the dini nefashos, how are you going to don him dini mamas if you don't have owner of here? So you're making it sound like, oh, you already did dini nefashos. But if you ran away, then you can't even do dini mamas if you didn't run, if you didn't do dini nefashos. Says Gemara, the kabel sade barach. We're dafka talking about a case where the guy was there during the dini nefashos. Rashi says al negichos. The guy has no property. He's gone. He's out. What are we going to do about it? In fact, the Gemara is sof mehecha mishtalim. But at the end of the day, even if you don't do the ox first, what are you going to do? You're going to pay the guy with the ox? Then we're going to go don the ox and you're going to kill it. So they're not going to help anything. Rashi says, kilo danu dini nefashos mehecha mishtalim hol baruch since the guy ran away. And for the Gemara Meridia, it's used for plowing, says Rashi. Mashani Meridia, that is Mashin is ashore. You hold on, hold off, don't kill yet. Don't judge the Dini Nefashos yet. L'charisha l'schiris, you rent it out. Meshalem nezizek. For achere ken yedinu dinin fashas. Then you go and you dan dinin fashas with it. Aval kadmu v'danu l'sakel lo ma'aninan b'dinei l'hashi l'ridya. But if you already die, if you already judged that it's going to be good for skila, then no, you don't hold off and use it for plowing. So if that's really true. Time, in the case of a time, a short time, let's also nidaini dini mamun reisha. Well, let's judge dini mamun as first, v'nishtal meridia, and then let it be paid through the plowing. V'hadin nidaini dini fashas, then go dini dini fashas. Why is it that the braisa taught that in the case of time, no, we don't do money? What's the problem? Why? And for the Gemara, Amar Rav Mari Breder of Kahana, Zosomeris Ridya Aliyah Demaruhu. What does that teach us? That's telling us that plowing is considered the best property of the owner, meaning to say his other stuff and that's the best stuff from here, his stuff over there, and the Tom doesn't have to pay min Aliyah. So therefore, we're not able to make the payment by renting him out. Is there like an evaluation, an assessment that comes, say, do you have nezek or not? I damaged something of yours. Of course, I have to go and pay for the thing that I damaged. The question is, does it have to be brought to assessment, to evaluate, to see, could it have caused this or not? Me, I'm reading like a talahu dam dinan. Do we say that only for killing we go and we evaluate and we assess? Says Rashi, the chsiv be'evin yad, asher yomaz ba hi ka'ekehu, b'hachi nafka neshama, through this, the body will leave the soul, can able to be killed. This, it wouldn't be able to kill the person. When it comes to nezek with anything, Rashi's ain umdin. I feel ain chifet zeh roi lehezek zeh chayev de zimnin de itzik becholdu. That you bottom line is it straight up. Odil maloshtat. No difference is you even have to evaluate that as well. Tashima wa 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 wa. Let's take a look. Ma bor sheish bo kedei lahamis asar tfachim. The boar, we know the Torah says a boar, to tell us it has to be at least 10 tfachim in order to damage. We saw this earlier in the sechta. Tafnun amir beis. Af kol sheish bo kedei lahamis asar tfachim. Also, anything has to be that is enough 10 tfachim in order to go ahead. Deep, that's going to be mechayev the person who digs the well, the pit, the bore. Hayib chusmei said tochem is less than half. And ofal tochem shor chamor meis. And it falls and they go and they die. Putter, huzak bo. But if you get injured in it, then chayev. You're going to be chayev. So the guy goes and he digs a hole over here. He's going to be chayev. Even if it's less than 10 tfachim, my lav mi mata lemalik hachashiv. Is it not working from a low to a high, from the bottom to top? Meaning, from the top to the bottom of that of those shirim over there, meaning even if it's one tefach, v'hachikamer, mitechav adesara, misa leka, from 1 to 10, there's no misa, nizakin, ika, but there is nizakin. Alma, nizakin, koldu, even a little bit of nezek, shmami, not ein omdin nizakin, you're not omdin nizakin, you don't do any evaluations. Bottom line, you go and you pay for it. Says Gemara, low, not true. Mimaila lamata kachash, if it's going from high to low, v'hachikamer, Sarah, if it's 10, Misa Ika, Pachos Me Asara Porta, if it's less, a little bit less than 10, Nizak and Isa is Nezek, Misa Leka, but there's no Misa. Ula Olam, Eim Balach, Yesh Omen Lezakin, and really we're just saying that you do have to assess and write when damages. V'chol Midi Umidi, Keiched Demitkiz Mitzikabe Be'inan. And in every circumstance that arises like this, it has to be enough to have been able to go and be messed up or Nezek from it. Toshima, let's try to bring a Raya. From the following Heilige Breisa, he called Elian over Simola, so the master goes and he smashes his Eved on his eye and he becomes blind. Allah also becomes his ear and becomes deaf. Eved Yotzev and Lechirz goes free. Free Eved! Keneged Eino Veinoroa. But if it's next to his eye and the guy can't see, Keneged is Ovein Shema, but it's next to his ear and he's not able to hear anymore. In such a case, he don't actually hit it itself, but something next to it, Eino Yotzev and Lechirz, he doesn't go out and he's not free. My time, how come? La Mishum to be an Imduna, isn't it? Because we need to be Omed. We have to evaluate. Really, this type of hit or whatever wouldn't cause him to be damaged, but that's his mazel. What could you do that such a thing would happen? You see that you have to be omade such a thing. We say that he scared himself. In other words, you got it. If you're a scaredy cat and you get shocked from such a thing, it's not our problem. It's yours. Someone scares his friend, and because of that, he gets injured. You got to deal with being a shamayim over there because, you mess with the guy. Ketzad Hamko, talk about Zav Chershel. If you shout in his ear and he becomes deaf, Pater. Then the person's Pater. However, what if Achzo V'Takaba Azo V'Chershel, if he grabbed him and he shouted in his ear and became deaf, then the guy's going to be Chayev. Right? Holding it like this, so what do you want? The guy's stuck over there. He's not able to like get out of such a situation. Now, Tashima, let's try to figure this out. Another Rav for another Raisa, Chamisha Devarim. We say there are five things that a person can be worked out with. I think this is right. The Nezik Tzar Yibosheth and Boses. Yeah, Nezik Tzar. Okay. Logarsina Nezik with Tzar Boses. Anyway, Chamisha Devarim, Omden Oso Venosin Lomiyat. We evaluate and give him the money right away. However, when it comes to Ripoy and Shevis, so Nezek, you work it out right away. Tzar right away. Boshes right away. Ripoy and Shevis, that's how much it costs for healing and how much it costs for unemployment. Rashi says, Kolomer Tzvichim Bezen Lamod Kamaroi Lios Nofer Lemishkav Becholi Zeh. With this illness, so Mechayven Zeh Litein Lo Miyad Ko Ripoy Vishifto Mezonos Tzvichim Lo Ad Shis Rapi. Give him everything he needs. All right, so we don't know that yet, so we have to work it out. Amdu V'Hayim Mis Navne V'Holich. If they evaluate it, but he starts getting worse and worse, do we give him only that which we evaluated him? Do if they evaluate him and he gets better quicker, do with him and give him everything that they evaluated. We see clearly that there is omdin when it comes to nizakin. Says the Gemara, nice try, not a raya. Lememad gavra, assessing the person, kamaliktsar meha maka. How long will he be out from this injury that he got injured? Kama lo mixar. And how long he's not going to be knocked out? Rashi says, Nofa lemishkav. Kama ktsire. Lo kami boilon. Devad ebdiran. Let's try it again. Kama liktsar mehamaka. Kama lo mixar. Lo mi boilon. That's not a question. Devad ebdiran. Of course, we're going to evaluate. You have to know to figure out how much you're going to pay the person. Kikomi boilon. Where was the question? Lemeimad cheftza. You have to evaluate the actual instrument, the thing, the weapon. Yovan high niska or low, my. Whether this is the ability of causing that type of injury, what's the law in reference to evaluating that? Toshima, let's try to take a look. From something we saw in Amid Beis of Pribus Amid, Tzad Amid Beis, Shimon HaTimini Omer Ma'igra from Yuchat Shemassal Edev Al-Edem Afkom Yuchat Shemassal Edev Al-Edem Shemamina Yesh Omen Lezakin. You are doing such a thing, Shemamina. You have to evaluate when it comes to the idea of the instrument as well. Omar Mar, Omar Mar. Omar Mar, let's say Amdu, they go and evaluate the guy of Hivri and then he gets better quicker than they thought that he was going to get better. No slow koma shamdu, give him everything that was evaluated. Messiah Lil Rava's backs up Rava, Dama Rava. Haiman damdu la kuliyoma, someone who got injured and they evaluated he's going to be sick for the whole day. The itfach palgid yoma, and he got better in the middle of the day. Rashi says, itfach means disrape. Vika'avid avidite, and he's back to work. Yavid and lay, the kuliyoma, we give him. You compensate the guy for the entire day. I mean, Shamayhu Drachman Ole. It's been a Shamayhu that Hashem decided that he's going to get better. Next part of the Mishnah. Rokak V'yigibar Rok V'yavir. Let's say you spit at the person and it hits them, or you rip off his clothing and you pay 400 tzuz. I'm our papa. Lo Shanu Ela Bo. This is only talking about if it hit him. Of a big dolo. If it lands on his clothing, then no, you don't do the same punishment. That's like, you know, hit him in the face or, you know, something like that. V'neve b'ye, in fact, the Gemara, v'neve ki b'ye sh'midavarim. Why don't it be the same thing as like being embarrassed through words? And for the Gemara, Amri b'marava mish'midav Yosi bar Avin, so he says in b'marava, in Eretz Yisrael, the name of Yosi bar Avin, zoso beres b'sho b'dvarim pater miklub. If you're mevayi someone with words, you're pater. What does it mean, pater? For any sort of money you have to pay. But obviously, you know, you embarrass someone, it's over a major isser over there, but you're not going to be chayv to pay anything. Okay. Hakolifi kvodo, so we said everything goes according to the level of this person's honor. That is a tanakama. So that's the Gemara, Yibay Lahu, they asked, tanakama lekulakama, is he being makel over here for the one who's, you know, attacking? O lechumakamer, or is it a chumra lekulakamer? Is he saying it's a kula deika ani delo boi lemishka kulihai? That there's a poor person who shouldn't take as much money Odilma Luchumakam being Machmir, the Kaashi, the boy, the Mesav Leitfe, who's going to be getting a lot more money because they're greedy. Tashamal at Seaman, the Gamma Rabbi Akiva, Afilwa Niyabi should be a solo, and a son Kiluhim be the Chor and Jordan Mechsam, should be the Avamit of Yaakov. The fact that you use such a Lush and Shpamino, Tanakama, Lukulakamar, he's being Makal and he's being even more Macher. And even this means that he was being Makal. That's a Shema Amina. Next part of the Mishnah. You said there was a story time about a guy who goes out and covers the hair of a woman. And then Rabbi Akiva says you got to pay the money. And then he goes and he did a whole shtickle Torah over there. He says you still have to pay. Now he asked the guy, he asked Rabbi Akiva, give me some time. Do we give the guy some time to even do such a thing? We don't give Zaman any time for these type of things, for things like injury. You have to go, you got to pay up. I don't care what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. Make sure they have to pay. When is, and for the Gemara, when is it true that we don't go and give them any time? An injury where he caused the person a loss of money. When it comes to embarrassing, the low chasim is a loss. We do give the person time to be able to get the money. Next, Shmara Omedes HaPesach Chetzera. He lied over there and he waited for it to come out over there and then and he dropped oil. She started using it and he said, well, what's going on here? Akiva said, nope, doesn't matter. You still have to pay. In fact, the Marva Tanya. But we learned in a braisa, Amar lo Rabbi Akiva said, Salalta b'mayim adirim ve'alisa cheres biyadcha. You divided into mighty waters and brought up a piece of pottery in your hand, meaning all the things that you did right now didn't work. Trying to get yourself out of some sort of payment, it didn't work for you. Rashi says, Klomer, yagata liftor atzmecha v'lo ha'alis biyadcha klum. You tried to get yourself out, but you didn't get out from anything. Shivri charasim im ruinim klum. They're not worth anything. Right, so that's it. Adam Rosh Lach Babatzo. A person can go out and he could damage himself. Right? And so now here's the point. That's a different braisa, which says Rabbi Akiva answers differently. So now he's saying that one's able to cause himself some sort of damage. But we said in our Mishnah that it's also for a person to go do such a thing. So what do you mean he's allowed to? Marava Lokasha, Kamba Chavala. This is dealing with Chavala with wounding, Kamba Boshes. And I'm sorry, that one's dealing with wounding, that you're not allowed to do. But over here, it's talking about embarrassment, and that one is allowed to do. He's allowed to embarrass himself. That's mutter. In fact, Marava Hamas Nisim Boshes, who? Our Mishnah is also dealing with Boshes. When he pulled the hair covering off, he's dealing with there, and therefore it should be talking about the idea of boshes, and yet it still says you're not allowed to do it, not talking about actual injury. Beep, turn the page, side the elephant base. V'katanya chova ba'atzmo, afu b'shenu rashai, pater. And he's not allowed to, pater. What do you mean? You just said that you are allowed to do it if it's talking about just embarrassing, but this is not, we said we're talking about embarrassing. The hachigamal, this is what he's saying. Lomi boshes. I don't have to say boshes. Even if somebody goes and embarrasses himself, someone else embarrasses him, he's going to be chayef. The other mashal of Aishatzim, he's allowed to do such a thing. Even wounding, they know the mashal of Chavatzim, he's not allowed to do it. Achim shechavala bochayevin, other people go and damage him, they are going to be chayef. Rashi explains that you would have thought in the middle of the Ikele Memer, Holo Mekul Kalhu, the Ein Makbid, Lonas Chayev Achrina Alivei, if you're lucky, Chayev. You would have thought he doesn't care about himself, so he probably doesn't care about someone else doing it. Nope, he's still going to be Chayev. Fark the Gemara, Vein Adam Rashai Lachbatzel, which is not allowed to go and injure himself. Vatanya will learn to the Braisa, Yachel Nishba Lahara Ba'atzmo Velohira, Yehei Potter. You would think that if someone made a swear that he's gonna harm him, cause himself harm, and he doesn't do such a thing, that he's going to be pater gemar and shavuos over here, that's gonna be off the hook. Tamid lomer laharau leitiv, that is to cause to do bad or to do good. Ma tavrushus, just like a shavua to do good is something which is rishus af hara rishus. So to do bad is rishus also. Avi nishba lahara ba'atzmo v'lohera, and therefore we include someone who swears to harm himself and he didn't harm himself. Comes out of here, it's a rishus. One is allowed to harm himself. Amar Shmuel be'eshev betaines. What does it mean, harm himself? It means the guy's gonna fast. That's it. Someone makes a shvua that he's gonna fast and he goes against it. He's gonna be chayev, etc. But he's not gonna cause himself a wound. Hold on one second. But the braisa itself later on says the kavasaga beharas acherim, but if you want to say that one causing himself harm, the braisa is talking about a shvua, about fasting, then the kavasa like that with harming other people, lo shiva b'tainis, you want to say it means that it's going to cause them to go fast? Achera mi mosif lo b'tainisa? Can someone cause someone else to be fasting? As strange as it may sound, then for the Gemara in, the mahadik lo bin druna, you can lock him up in the room. lock him up in a way that he got nothing to eat. Rashi says, "Sogin b'cheder ve'ein lahem malecho." They have nothing to eat.
Tanya, frak the Gemara, eza ruah sacher. And what does it mean to go ahead to get shivu? You're going to harm somebody else. Ake polinem, I'm going to smack him. They have some mesmocho. Crack open his skull. So that being the case, that's how we learn what really it means. Then the first part of the Braisa also has to be talking about physical, and therefore what comes out, kum techois, which brings us back to our question, that it's a mutter for someone to go ahead and cause himself to have a wound, which goes against our Mishnah. As the Gemara, ela tenayihi, in a chinami, tzemach lukus tenayim. Dike leman darme, ein adam eshay lechavol be'atzmo. There are those that say you're not allowed to do such a thing. Vigidarme da'amer, there are some that say, adam reshay lechavol be'atzmo, a person is allowed to cause himself a wound. That's what we call machlokas. Says Gemara, man tana deshamet lei da'amer ein adam reshay lechavol be'atzmo. Who's the one that says you're not allowed to cause himself a wound? Ile mehay tana, if you want to say the following tana, to tana, you want to va'ach es dimchem lenafshaseichem hedrosh. The pasuk says, your blood of your souls I'm going to demand. Rabbi Elazar Omer, miyad nafshaseichem hedrosh es dimchem. From the hand of your souls I'm going to demand your blood, meaning it's going to happen after a person dies in the next world. The soul of a person who kills himself. But that's not a raya that someone wounding someone is going to be aser. It's just rather v'dilma k'talashani. Maybe actually killing myself is going to be really the big problem. So elahai tanahu must be the following. D'tanya mekarin alamais. We rip clothing for people that die. V'lo midarkei amuri. But that doesn't. That's not over an iser of what's called darkei ha'amuri. That you're not allowed to do like the goyim. Amar belazer shemati shemakareas amis yosemi day lokim shabatashkes. I heard that somebody who rips his clothing for somebody who dies more than necessary to do. He gets malchus for the idea of batashkes of destruction. So Amar belazer says that one's going to be chayav for ruining his clothing. The kolshen and gufo certainly for ruining one's own body they're going to be held responsible. Says Gemara no. V'dilma begadim shani. Maybe clothing is different. The pseida the lo hadarhu because it's a type of loss that can never come back. But in your own body it can. Heal, and if it heals, then it's not a problem. Says the Gemara, "Ki hod Rav Yochanan kari lamani mechabedusa." Rav Yochanan would call his clothing the things that honor him. The Rav Chista, when it comes to Rav Chista, can have a masane masagi beni hismi vhige. When he would walk by thorns and things of the sort, madil humani, he would lift up his clothing, and his legs would become wounded. Omer zemala ruka says, "This one is going to get better. It's going to heal my legs. But the clothing, it's not just going to get healed over there." So we have to come up with another answer that says that it is usher to go ahead and cause yourself to get wounded. What does it mean when it says by a nazir, and he shall atone for him for having sinned against the soul? What nefesh did he sin in? Ella shitzir atzim niayin. He was a mitzayer himself when it came to wine, so he sees, oh, you know, that caused yourself pain, and that's the problem. V'halot v'arm kavachomer, umazeh shalotzir atzim elam niayin. This person, Nazir, all he did is he caused himself pain of not having wine. He's called a sinner. Hamitzar atzim will be called davar. Someone who goes and causes himself any kind of pain, meaning fasting even. Alachas of v'kama. How much more so? Rashi says that misagif atzim v'tainis. How much more so he's considered like a person who's doing avedis, who's doing bad stuff over there. Comes out, there's a machlokas tanaim, whether or not a person allows him to cause himself some sort of damage. Now, hakotzis netiyos, so if somebody cuts down the saplings, even though he's not mutter to do it, he's going to be potter. But if other people do it, they are going to be chayiv. Tani Rabbi Abba Barchana, commit the Rav Shori Harakta. If somebody says, "You killed my ox." Or let's say they say to somebody, "Nitiosai kotzatsu, you cut down my tree, my saplings, you got to pay me now." Ata omart li lahargo. And the guy says back, "You told me to kill it. Ata omart li lakotsu, you told me to go and cut it down." Pater, the guy's going to be pater. Amar le, so he said to Rabbi Rabchana, "Im kain, if that's really true, that someone is believed to say back like that, lo shavakta chai libriyoso, you don't leave life for anything. Kol kamine. No one's going to be able to do anything because the person will just respond by saying, "No, you told me to do it." You're just going to believe such a thing? Amar le, says back, esmiye. Pardon, he asked him, esmiye? So should I delete this from my mind because I obviously got it wrong? Amar le, lo, don't delete it. Tatar game masnisach b'shora omid ariga. Explain the braisa as talking about an ox that was waiting to get killed. Ube'ila na omid l'ketitza, and a tree that was supposed to be get cut down. Says Rashi,
the Shor Shehemis, and Omid Lekitzitzas Asherah. We'll call it in the two of the Rishis Rabbim. Sorry, Shem Yipol Al Adam Yomis. We're scared by the tree, and Rishis Rabbim is going to fall on somebody. And that's the case we could discuss, and that's going to be a viable response. And that's it makes actual sense. Yahachi, Makatoinle. If that's really true, then why would he be claiming against him? If this has to be destroyed, so how is he able to go ahead and get anything from him? What are we talking about? The Amaleya Naba Ina Lameyavad HaMitzvah. It's where the owner is saying, I wanted to do the mitzvah myself. You, when you cut it down, I wanted to do it. The Tanya, and we know that somebody who has a mitzvah taken from him, he owes him. The Tanya, we know that a brayso of a shach of a kisa. It talks about kiso adam. You shall spill the blood and cover it with earth. Misha shafach chaseh. The person who spilt the blood, meaning did the shchita, should go and cover it. Umaisa beechad sheshachat. There's a story time. Someone comes along and he shachet v'kadam chaver v'kisa. His friend came along quickly and he covered it over. The chivo rabin gamliel lite lo asar zehuvim. And Rabbi was mechayim to give 10 golden dinars for going in and taking away that mitzvah. So here also, what he's saying is the owner of the ox or the tree can say back, hey, you took my mitzvah. Amarav, dikla tatan kaba asalim, to say a palm tree that will grow a kav of dates is usher to be cut down. You're not allowed to cut it down. May say, frankly, Mara, kami ahibi zaisol, so how much does it have to be an olive tree that you're not allowed to cut it down? Rova has to be a quarter kav. So why does that one have to be a whole kav? Shiny zaisim de chashivi. No, zaisim, they're very chashiv, so even less is more valuable. As Gemara Merv Chanina, lo shachav shivchas bri ella de cuts to a nasa below zimna. My lo shachav shivchas didn't die, shivchas, my son, meaning his son that shivchas died, for no reason other than he cut down a tree, a fig tree, before its time. Below zimna. Amar Avina, ve'im hayam u'la b'damim, if its wood is very valuable, and therefore it's more than the actual fruits themselves, so Hashem's dummy, if you carve the binyan, yosem yishem l'peir yosef, then mutter, then it's going to be mutter to go ahead and to cut it down. That's not called Baal Tashlis anymore. Tanya mihachi, rak eitz asher teida, Pasuk says, only a tree that you know. Ze ilan maichal, it's a tree that's eaten, ki lo eitz maichal hu, that is not a food tree, ze ilan srak. It's talking about a ilan srak, which is a non-fruit-bearing tree. Chimeches sofa the rabbis called davar matamad lorme ki lo eitz maichal. Since the Torah says is including everything, even food trees, that it's mutter to go and cut down. Why does it say the one that doesn't bring food? Lahakdim srak lamechal, to give precedence to non-food trees over the fruit trees, meaning if you have an option of chopping down which one it is, you should first do the non-fruit-bearing tree first. Beep, turn the page, Sadi Beis. Amadav, Yochel, Afilim, Ulubadamim, you would have thought that the non-fruit tree is over the fruit tree, even if the fruit tree is more valuable, Tamaloma Rak, meaning no, only in a circumstance where it's not the case. If it's more valuable, then the wood is more valuable. You can do even a fruit tree before the other ones. Story time. Shmuel Isilei Arisei Tamrei. Shmuel is a sharecropper, and he once brought dates to him. Achol Tambubu Taimu Dechamra. He ate them, and he tasted, there was a taste of wine in the dates. Amalei, my high. So what's going on here? Amalei, Beini Gufne Kaimei. Says, oh, the date trees are, you know, between Gefunden by vines. Oh my says so machshe bechamra kulehai. They're weakening the wine so much. I was that it's pulling it and it's coming in the taste into it. Lamach Aisli Mekorayu, bring me the roots tomorrow, like uproot it, because it's taken away from something which is more valuable. Rest is Makor Shalem Beikron. Get rid of it. Another story, that is a Chisa story time. Chisa Chaza Tali Bin Kufne. He saw that there were small palm trees, saplings that were amongst the vines. And Amalei Larisa, his sister sharecropper, Akrinu, uproot them, Gufne Kani Dikla, vines can acquire date palms. Dikla Yilo Kani Gufne, but date palms cannot acquire vines. Meaning, if you go and you sell wine, you can buy land where you can have Dikalim. But the date stuff is not as valuable. Not as good by the vines, so therefore, get rid of it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.